Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With a second down and 9 to McCaffrey from Jones. Oh, he's got room to roam. Into the secondary, got by Belton, and then he comes back and Black combines on the stop. Catch and run, the 20 of the Giants, 39-yard catch and run by Christian McCaffrey with the hobbling Corey Black to the sideline.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Kevin Harlan on the call, 49ers, 34-24 over the Giants.
Highest point total since week 17 versus the Lions last year.
Yeah, I know it was their highest this year.
Yeah, 34.
So, by the way, a little later in the show, tough couple games for the Warriors.
Oh, my too. God. I was at a party for gender reveal Saturday. Shout out to the Frenchwoods. It went great. But my son missed a pitch.
I saw that. Okay. But it looked like it still went through. I think she's still gonna have girls.
Yeah, two girls. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody was stunned. Like, and then Mark Willard's so special, and he is, because the other day he came in, Steiny, and you know when people say something to you, they have good intentions, right? But it just, you think about it later, and he goes in front of you, "Goo, I don't know if you're gonna last." And this was off of the first loss on the road trip where they blew the lead.
Milwaukee.
And so now here we go Saturday, and I'm thinking about Will, like, just in my head, like, you're not going to last. But, Steiny, we'll get to it. You can't be a quarter horse.
What does that mean?
You know, you get off to a fast start, and then you can't finish the race because you run out of gas.
Isn't that what happens to old horses? And then they shoot them.
It's not. It's too early for that. Dude, anyway, we'll get to them. It's too early.
I ran out of gas. You know what's funny is I went and I actually watched the whole Milwaukee game Saturday morning.
Oh, we got the thread, right?
And
like 2 days later.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it was they lost.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad. It was they lost.
Milwaukee played really well.
Okay, so you can't check Ryan Rollins?
No.
I know it's football Monday.
Who can check him?
Watch the game again.
They don't have great perimeter defenders. I mean, what do you want?
And Steiny, that's on display. All right. Yeah. Back to the Niner.
I think so.
You tried to.
Can somebody explain to me the phenomenon of the 49ers traveling fan base?
Listen, I'm getting mad. It's been around,
I'm sorry.
Steiny.
Yeah, but hold on.
Oh.
You just hold on a second. I think it was a new high for the traveling 49er fans.
You think so?
Did you hear Jackson Dart?
Yeah. Well, he played in the big SEC, Stoney.
What was your feeling about all the 49er fans that were in the building today?
That was interesting. I've never played at a home game where I felt like it was kind of lopsided in that department. But, you know, they have a good fan base and they traveled well.
I almost feel like there was plays where the Giants were going to a silent count. It felt Shout like that at times.
But, I mean, there's not much to cheer for the Giants. But I'll just say this, Donnie, the 2021 playoff game, Bonte went. Dallas Pandemic Radio, when we were doing Pandemic Radio, that playoff game, they almost overtook Texas Stadium or AT&T Stadium. So I'm just saying the Niners travel, if not better than anybody, the Steelers, the Packers. I mean, it's incredible.
It's kind of something to do with the money in people's pockets. Now, you know me, I don't like to count.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you mean?
It's not cheap staying in New York, going to tickets, cross-country flight. I'm just telling you.
Well, Niner fans are doing well.
Apparently. Yeah. Good for them. Good for them. And they made their presence known yesterday. By the way, just this from the 408.
Okay.
Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text
line. Lay it on us.
Steiny, really? You know Mac is going to start. There is no mystery, dude.
I would take that bet. There is a – no. Like, well, I love the energy. If Brock Purdy says I'm ready to go and it sounds – he wouldn't be traveling if he wasn't getting better. What better game to come back to if you're looking at it proactively like I'm about to ball out?
It might be a matter of Kyle Shanahan think right now Mac Jones is better.
But he would have told us that.
No, you don't have to tell us that. He's just assessing individually every day at practice, and maybe he just doesn't think Purdy's doing the things that Mac Jones is doing in practice. I don't know.
Yeah. I just truly, really believe, I mean, this is like a soap opera, Stani, and the only drama is, you know, who's going to eventually – I don't want to make it up because I don't like to do that, like just fake it. But the bottom line is I do believe when Brock Purdy tells Kyle Shanahan and the powers to be he's ready to go, he gets the keys to the Ferrari right then.
This is Shanahan. He was asked yesterday how close he was to playing Purdy.
We'll reassess it the same way we did this week. Wasn't that close to doing it. Considered it throughout the week, but I just want to make sure he gets 100% better and don't put him out there too early. Thought about it as a possible backup or emergency, but I think the more time we give him, the better.
All right.
Now that was okay. So the more time, the better.
You know what? What was he? Yes. Was he active as the emergency?
That I don't know. He looked like he was active as emergency.
Okay. So. And this is so Shanahan's so funny. Listen to this again.
We'll reassess it the same way we did this week. Wasn't that close to doing it. Considered it throughout the week, but I just want to make sure he gets 100% better and don't put him out there too early. Thought about it as a possible backup or emergency, but I think the more time we give him, the better.
All right, so wasn't that close, but they thought about it, and they're going to have to assess it the same way they did last week. But here's more on what's going to happen.
You know, we're trying to ease Brock out there into practice stuff, but I mean, anytime you're dealing with this turf toe, it's something that probably won't fully go away all year. You know, it's regardless of when he comes back, he's going to always have to deal with it a little bit, and especially the people you talk to have gone through turf toe. So it's really about just assessing when's the best time to come back that you have to deal with it the least, and it's a little bit of a tricky decision.
Can I tell you what the Guru computer reads and spits out on that?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to come a time here soon, and if I'm correct and my intel is right, Stani, it might be this Sunday, that Brock Purdy will reemerge as the starting quarterback. But because Baldinger and Brian Baldinger and Lorenzo Neal elected to the Hall of Fame, there could be him playing and then giving the keys back up because this thing is so bad. Your thoughts on that, Stani? I think we're going to see Brock back, but I don't think he's going to be able to escape the possible re-aggravation, the pain, and I think we see Mac again. I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like that's just how, listening to the ball coach, how this thing is trending. Stani, dude's quarterback 7 games already. You've played 9.
I'm starting to think that Mac Jones is going to start Sunday.
Mm. Even if
Yep.
Brock says, I'm ready to go, coach.
I have a feeling Brock Purdy might have already told Kyle that he thinks he can go.
Wow.
And Kyle said, settle down, you little thumper.
Yeah.
Because we got something cooking here, and Max got something cooking, and why jeopardize your health if we can keep you on ice? I don't know. I mean, this has turned into a little bit of a different situation at quarterback, and I think we're in kind of uncharted waters. And so I don't think – like, here's what I think about the quarterback situation. You tell me if you agree or not. Like, just all the things that have happened up until now, whether it's Purdy playing week one, sitting a couple, coming back, getting re-injured, the off-season contract, how well Mac Jones is playing – how injured they are. They're still winning games. They're 6-3. It's like there are – I feel like there are no rules for the decision that Shanahan is making right now in his mind. Like this idea of, oh, the minute Purdy's ready, he's got to go back in and play. Not necessarily.
And how, real quick, Sonny, I just got to interrupt. How much of the Jacksonville debacle when Brock was obviously bad and we don't know if it was the toe or how much of the toe, how much do you think that has on this decision now? I think that plays a part.
I mean, obviously they want to get Brock Purdy as healthy as possible before he gets out there. But here's the question that now I have. If Kyle Shanahan – see, all these words, I think, mean something. And when Kyle Shanahan says, well, it's something he's gonna probably have to deal with
that
from now on, in a way, it kind of gives Shanahan an out to keep playing Mac Jones.
Right.
And if Brock's healthy and thinks he should be playing, maybe Kyle Shanahan's like, no, I believe you're healthy, but we're going to just keep going with Mac right now.
And
it wouldn't be the craziest decision, right?
But would he be that transparent? And maybe he will be if it comes to that. But Stoudy, I just look at the scoreboard of Turf Toe and versus Brock Purdy, and let's just say he's healing or feeling better. Why when I hear Kyle talk like that, I feel like it's 50-48. Turf Toe's up 2. Or maybe Purdy's up 2. And I guess what I'm saying is that's not enough for the re-aggravation or him to be the best version of himself. But what I do think, Steiny, is I do think Brock Purdy has earned, obviously, the gravitas to get ran out there, whatever game that is, to see how it goes, and then them to adjust accordingly if he's feeling pain. But what you're painting right now with your radio brush, and you might not know what all the colors, Steiny, is, that Kyle might just ride the guy that doesn't have that cloud over him in regard to health.
Yeah. I think it's very possible.
And if you're in that locker room, how do you feel? Would you understand if Brock, or that's the last thing in your mind? We're 6-3 trying to get to 7-3, Gru, and beat the Rams.
I think this team knows that they can win with either quarterback and they can lose with either quarterback because, you know, things are that kind of dicey in terms of their health. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers raise their record to 6-3. Mac Jones plays a heck of a game against the Giants, and he raises his record, even though I know people don't like that, to 5-2 in the 7 games he's quarterbacked.
Now, why you say that? Or were you having some fun?
No, Evan doesn't like that.
What do you mean? Why?
I believe, and I don't want to speak for him, but there are a lot of fans out there that think quarterback records are faulty. They shouldn't even be in existence.
Nah, then I mean, explain Jimmy Garoppolo at the height of his powers here as a 49er quarterback. Got you to the Super Bowl, right? Got you to a couple of NFC Championship games. And when you look at his one-loss record,
right,
yeah, he didn't with the heart.
Yeah,
he was the quarterback.
Yeah, but he didn't win the games.
He
for
was
him.
The quarterback.
Yeah, but I get, you know what? He just because of the way you're coming at it, I'm with Evan on this one.
But
Evan,
you guys sound like haters.
Evan. Hey, Evan, this whole idea of quarterback win-loss records, how do you feel about it?
I feel like you should weigh it as much as you weigh other statistics.
And that's what, yeah, I like that, Evan. That's what I feel like I'm doing. When I talk about a guy like Garoppolo at the height of his powers with the Niners.
No, often people will say, well, Jimmy Garoppolo beat Aaron Rodgers.
Like, yeah, that's what we have to stay away from.
I'm just saying.
Well, when you put it in there, when you say it like that, but yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is forget his record.
No, if he
they're
did
winning
indeed
with him.
Beat him, like if Jimmy threw for, you know, 280 and three touchdowns and played well in the game, then I would give you that. But that's where the context comes into play.
Okay. I'm mad at you.
Yeah. This is Mac Jones.
Does he hear Mac?
Mac's talking about, with all the news about Purdy, does that impact his preparation?
It doesn't really affect my preparation, to be honest. I've been fortunate to play both roles, starter and backup in this league, so I understand what I need to do to get ready to play, and really it's about my health and my body and just trying to get back to 100% for myself. So I know Brock's working hard, and he's done a great job every week helping me get ready, and that's all you can ask from your quarterback.
Isn't this very simple?
Talk to me, because it doesn't sound that way to me.
Who's taking the first team reps on Wednesday and Thursday? Which quarterback? Really? Isn't that what it's going to come down to?
No, no doubt.
Okay. Well, we'll probably find out more Wednesday.
But you asked me earlier, did I think Kyle knew who was starting, so it wouldn't come down to that. But you said Kyle doesn't know.
I don't think he does, but I have no idea. I think he's got to allow for Purdy to play, but he may be saying he's getting close and knows he's still a couple weeks away. I'm not sure.
And let me ask you this, Donnie, as a competitor, a former competitor on D3, on a D3 level, I'm going to look at it through the prism of both quarterbacks. If you're Mac, aren't you salivating at the bit to try to beat the Rams twice? You know what I mean? Like, aren't you like, I mean, and again, they could be playing the Cardinals, but it's the Rams and the division game. You beat them on the road. Wouldn't you not want this to be the game that you kind of give the keys back? And if you're Brock, are you looking at this like, man, okay, yeah, I missed seven games. But boy, if I can come back and beat the Rams, everybody will forget Mac even existed.
I'd like to think that both quarterbacks want to play Sunday. And I think by Sunday, maybe both quarterbacks will want to play. But that's Kyle Shanahan's decision. And again, like, it feels like this has got to be like a gut decision for Kyle Shanahan. Obviously, if the 49ers right now were 4-5 with Mac Jones doing all this, I think Purdy'd probably play against the Rams.
Man. Wow.
But they're 6-3. So I think you have to take into account what Mac Jones has done, particularly when you hear Shanahan say this turf toe's a bear. You never know. He's probably gonna have to deal with it all season long. So he's already setting that up. It just feels like he's leaning toward Mac Jones to me.
Yeah. But, and if, man, again, and you're 6-3, 5-2 with Mac, maybe you are right, Stoney, and you hit it out the park with, regardless whoever starts, this team right now currently has two quarterbacks that equally give you the same chance to win.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers take care of business yesterday against the New York Giants. Christian McCaffrey, another very productive game. And I think we got to take a little look at his season and also the last 3 weeks since Kittle's been back. The running game has been completely different. And the way I look at the Houston game, just a complete and utter outlier.
Because he wasn't bad at all. They couldn't get started.
They never got the ball in that game. And so in a game where you only have the ball 20 minutes of 60, your running back is not going to carry 20 times. But it is clear as day that McCaffrey is going to continue to carry the ball and catch the ball as much as Kyle Shanahan can use him. Like, it's so funny. Well, he's on a pace for 400 touches, and you got to be careful about McCaffrey because he's getting up there. Kyle doesn't care. Kyle just sees a guy who gets 8 yards on average every time he catches the ball, and so he's going to use him. And, like, I almost think in a weird way with all the injuries, now you can't even try to play careful. Well, now we got to be careful of McKinnon. No, no, you got so many people hurt. You just got to win games any way you can. And if, you know, if you're overusing somebody, you're overusing somebody.
Yeah, right now he's currently 168 totes, Donnie, on the ground, and he has currently 61 receptions. So total of 229, total plays from McCaffrey in nine games. So 229. And this, you got a whole nother eight to go.
This from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 925. Can we put a rat on the table? Sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. The fact that this is even a conversation shows that Purdy wasn't worth that much money. With that contract, there shouldn't even be a shadow of a doubt that Purdy is the guy. But there is doubt. And with the pay gap between the two quarterbacks, it shows me how overpaid some of these players are. And
what does one do with that right there, Stoney?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, the money's the money with Brock.
Right. You made your decision.
So,
and you made a good decision by getting Mac Jones, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, right now they have two quarterbacks and one of them, the backup's playing well. But yes, I mean, look, there's no doubt. Here's the way I look at it. Like, there's no doubt that the difference between Purdy's play and Mac Jones's play isn't $40 million. Like, that's obvious. But that's not the way football works.
Tell me how it works.
Here's the way it works. If Mac Jones had been picked last in the draft and gotten the same shot as Brock Purdy, Mac Jones would be making Brock Purdy's money right now, I think.
All right.
And so that's what I mean. I mean, like, Purdy was here. He was playing great. Got you to a Super Bowl. Got you to an NFC title game.
Got paid.
You liked him, and you paid him. Great. You brought in a backup, and now the backup is really damn good. So, maybe we have a quarterback controversy. I do think it's possible.
Well, I personally wouldn't want one. That's why I always call myself CNN, Stoney, because it's political. When you talk about the contract, let's be honest. Yeah, the Niners want to win, but if they were Frank Sinatra and they could do it their way, you want the guy to ball out, the one that you paid. So this has happened. It's organically. It's natural. Mac went to, you know, the worst place you possibly could go. But to get back here and ball out, and now if we just want to keep it real and forget contracts and money, Stoney, if we had a quarterback contest between Brock Purdy, both healthy, and Mac Jones, I don't think Brock Purdy would win it by $40 million. You know what I mean?
Of course not. Not even close.
And if you look at the draft, it is what it is. But I guess I'm asking you, how do you move forward if you're not the Niners? You can't dwell on that. And I am wondering, has Mac Jones quietly set a bar that when Brock Purdy does come back, if he comes back this year, Steiny, fans aren't dumb. We're going to be watching him through the prism of the two scoreboards of, well, Mac was doing this and that. Why aren't we if Brock gets off to a, if we see more of Jacksonville? And maybe that's not fair, but that happened.
This is why I just, again, and people can disagree with me. I don't think we're operating with any rules right now as it relates to the 49er quarterback situation. Like, there's no template for this.
See, I think there's one.
I don't.
You can't lose your job to injury.
Well, I think there's one that's way bigger than that, and that's who Kyle Shanahan thinks is better. Plain and simple. And this is where I do trust Kyle Shanahan. And what I mean by trust is have the courage to make a really hard decision. Mm. And I don't know if he thinks Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy right now.
But if he's healthier.
But if he does think, if he thinks Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy right now, whether it's health or not, he better play Mac Jones. And
I wonder if there's a scenario to where you kind of just say, hey, look, man, let this turf toe play out. We're going to run with Mac. It's your show next season. You get fully healthy because we don't want to, jeopardize Brock's future. And I know that might sound like a stretch, but I am wondering if he doesn't go this Sunday, that is Brock, and somehow the Niners go to 7-3, Steiny, it's going to be one of those it's going to be kind of hard to take the keys. I mean, you can and probably will, but you can admit, like, you're really doing that?
You know what? I'm ready to say this, that old truism no longer is relevant.
The one I brought up?
That you can't lose your job because of injury. Of course you can. We've seen it here. We saw it with Cap. Hell, we saw it with Draymond Green and David Lee back in the day.
Well, those are two outliers, wouldn't you say? Like, no, those happened, and you're right. But, man, it's been a lot of ball in seasons around.
I don't think that rule exists anymore. I don't.
That's interesting.
I
wonder if Kyle can hide behind it, too, if he needed to kind of say, Brock, just sit this one out because he knows Brock, Mac is doing his thing.
I don't know. Really? I just know that the difference between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones at this moment seems to be a sliver, if anything. And what does Kyle Shanahan do? Mm. Whatever he wants and whatever he feels like is going to be the best way for the 49ers to win that game against the Rams.
On the other side, tell me what you would do, Steiny.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, it's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits
fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.